Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We've been talking a little bit about the NFL draft to kick off the show and helping us break down the data side of things. Quinn McLean, data scientist at Sumer Sports, joining us now. Quinn, thanks so much for the time on this Friday.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk the draft with y'all.
Going through what the Saints did first off the bat, we were kind of surprised they ended up sticking with all nine selection. And just curious, from at least the, you know, the data analysis side of things, how did you feel the Saints fared out in this year's draft?
Yeah, it's a little bit different strategy than what we've seen from the Saints in previous drafts. I looked at the stat the other day from, in terms of their relative athletic score from MathBomb, it kind of like aggregates people's testing profile. They've never drafted a guy lower than 7.5 RAS. That may not mean a lot, but that's like a high premium athletics score. In this year's draft, they drafted three guys that were below that, which is kind of the first since in a while. And I think they did that with a very intense focus to address their run defense. We saw Saints defense last year was bottom third in the league in terms of EPA per play, rush allowed, and they got some guys that specialize in run defense to shore that up, hopefully.
So that would be Vernon, Broughton, Stutzman, and Riley? Who would those players be?
Broughton is really a run defender. He needs to work on a little bit in terms of his power moves and pass rush. Sanker from Virginia, he specializes more of a run defender, needs to work a little bit more in coverage. Stutzman, you touched on, is a tackling machine. Quincy Riley is a really good nickel corner that could specialize in run defense as well. And then, you know, Fadil Diggs, I think, is one of the sleeper picks for them. He's kind of a really good, productive motor guy that I think could add a lot of value for them.
When you look at the big selection in this draft, everyone's been talking about not the top overall pick for the Saints so much, but it's been, of course, the quarterback taken in the second round, Tyler Shuck. What's been your read on the newest QB in the Saints room over there?
Yeah, so I've actually been watching Tyler Shuck since 2019. I live in Oregon. I'm a big Oregon fan.
Okay.
Went there as an alum. So I think Tyler Shuck does really well in terms of the system. And Jeff Brohm, as you know, Aiden O'Connell has been developing to the league. We saw him have some initial success with the Raiders in that system. The thing you have to kind of take into account with Tyler Shuck is he does have the athleticism. He does have the arm strength, the prototypical build. He's, in some senses, the data would suggest he checks down a lot, but he does have that medium long-range accuracy within the right system. The one thing you have to keep in account with Louisville is they do run play action at a high clip, second highest in this draft behind Jackson Dart. And that play action, in a lot of cases, disguises a lot of things for quarterbacks and makes it a little bit easier on them. And there was in the data, he struggled a bit in short yard accuracy. He's elite in terms of our metrics in medium yard accuracy, about 10 to 20 yard accuracy range. I think if Kellen Moore can kind of, what we saw with Hurts and Herbert and Dak Prescott, target those 10 to 20 yards, I think he'll be fine. But he does have a sensitive, and one thing I really specifically dug in on him is in situations where he was quick pressured, he didn't throw the ball at a high clip. So quick pressures is, you know, pressures within 2 seconds or less. He struggled in those areas in the data that I think he'll have to improve upon the next level.
You know, something we talk about a lot this time of year is value, right? Not necessarily, okay, you know, three years down the road, we look back and like, well, that was a bad quote-unquote value pick at the time, but I look at like an Alvin Kamara. You know, the Saints didn't get great value on that pick. They traded a second rounder in the future. They took a guy at the top of the third round who some people said might be available later, but then he turned into Alvin Kamara, so we don't talk about the value there. But, you know, there is always the question of, oh, well, is it worth taking the quarterback at number 40? Could you have waited till 71? Calvin Banks in the first round, they took him at 9. Some people think that was a bit of a reach. At the end of the day, it's probably more about, okay, the Saints have him here on their board. They're going to go get him. But where do you land on that, both as a concept and for the Saints specifically? Should teams be focusing more on that, on maximizing value, or you know, should they be, okay, we really like this guy, he's got the traits, we might take him a little higher than maybe the boards would say?
Yeah, I think like an interesting example in this draft is Ashton Jeanty, right? Like Ashton Jeanty is a great running back, but drafting him at the where you draft him, you're already locking him into a top three contract into the league. So that's a big bet as an organization to make, that you think he's already worth a top three contract in the league. And so typically, in areas where you have to shell out the most amount of money to people, offensive tackle, quarterback, wide receiver, edge rusher, those are where in early rounds is where you're going to, in my mind, spending a lot of your draft capital, because you're getting them at such a discount to what the market says they should be worth. And I think if you can, and we've seen this from the Eagles a lot of ways, just draft edge rushers year in, year out, and you could fill in some of those spots and continue to develop them and get them at premium picks. And know that maybe one or two of them pan out, and then they are worth the contract when you go to pay them.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Talking to Quinn McClain from Sumer Sports, a data scientist over there. We touched on the Saints. I was just curious, thoughts around the NFC South, what the Tampa Bay, Carolina, and Atlanta did, because from the looks of things, at least, sadly for us Houdat fans over here, it looks like all three teams had pretty decent drafts.
Yeah, I would say starting with Atlanta, they definitely kind of doubled down on areas of needs for them. They needed more of the pass rusher help, so they went and got James Pierce and Walker. From our standpoint, the trade for getting up to James Pierce is a big risk.
Right.
It's the latest I've seen a future first round pick be given up to trade up into the first round. You're in the 20s and promising a future first round pick. So good on the trade to get that back for James Pierce, especially a guy that I think that there's been a lot of question marks around him in terms of the character ability off the field and what kind of surrounds him. The production there is for James Pierce. I think he's an elite pass rusher from that standpoint. I would have had him top 10 if there wasn't other concerns there. And he's been one of the first guys that I've seen that absolutely dominates at the combine and is still dropping post-draft. So that's telling you the things that you don't see on the field is kind of surrounding him. Jalen Walker's a little bit undersized for a pass rusher. I think he's a little bit of a tweener. He could play in the box, outside. I think there's some question marks on there. But the consistency in terms of passing the rusher hasn't always been there for him on the year. But I think there's a high upside with him in terms of rushing the passer. I think that's worthwhile. And there's the element that he played at Georgia. The Atlanta Falcons haven't drafted a person from Georgia in the first round in quite a while. The Panthers had a lot of good talent there. Our former vice president of research and development, Eric Eager, at Sumer Sports, is within his first year at the Panthers. They went and got Tet McMillan to kind of be, I would have thought that if they didn't get Higgins, they would have gotten Tet McMillan this offseason, and they kind of proved me true. Nick Scourton and Princely Yu. I'm not going to pronounce his last name. It's difficult for me, but Nick Scourton going into the 2024 season was considered a top 15 pick. I think he just didn't really vibe well in terms of the Texas A&M system. And the Texas A&M pass rusher is going to be the great anomaly of this draft. Is you have a lot of talented guys that the production just didn't match up there. Shamar Stewart has the athletic profile, but when you look at the production there, it wasn't there. And I think you were taking a bet that, similar to Shamar Stewart, that he has that athletic profile, and what you got from Purdue is going to pan out well for them. So I like that pick from a standpoint for the Panthers. Trevor Etienne, I think, is a little bit of a question mark on their draft. He's 5'8", and I've watched some film on him personally, and he's doesn't always make the optimal decisions in terms of the holes that he cuts. But, you know, with Chuba Hubbard there as your kind of every down back, this might be a nice value pick for them. And then you go to the Buccaneers. I think a lot of people are lauding them in terms of the people they've drafted for this. I think the funny thing about the Bucs is they went and just drafted to existing strengths. They got, you know, some good, decent corners. They drafted Egbuka. Like, they didn't necessarily need wide – Egbuka and Tez Johnson, they didn't necessarily need wide receiver. But they want to solidify in the division that we're going to do two things well, and that's pass the ball and defend the pass. And I think that's what shows of their draft is an interesting strategy to just keep drafting towards your strengths.
Okay, well, one more here. One thing I really appreciate about Sumer Sports is they've taken like the Madden approach of the badges. I guess it's more of a 2K approach to the badges. And one I appreciate, I saw you tweeted about it here. Kelvin Banks, he's got the brick wall and the bulldozer badge.
All right,
which is what I'd like to hear about my starting left tackle. I don't know. I'm just curious. What were your thoughts on the Kelvin Banks pick? I know some people react, oh, he's a third offensive lineman off the board. You know, I think he may have been lower for some people than maybe at number 9. I think the Saints are getting a high floor player. But what are your thoughts on Kelvin?
Kelvin's one of my favorite offensive line in this draft. He's super athletic. Only 8 pressures allowed in 2024, only 4 sacks allowed his entire career. I think the one transition for him is 79% of his snaps in his career were in a 2-point stance. And so I think they're going to be asking him to move inside to offensive guard. So you do expect a little bit of a transition for him. And also he saw a lot of light boxes, you know, people less than 6 guys in the box. I think you worry about, like, is he going to be able to hold up against stunts or blitz situations, since he didn't see a whole lot of that at Texas. Very athletic. In terms of we have an advanced metric called our, you know, pass rush get off. We have him an elite ability in terms of his first step off the block in terms of pass block ability. And I think that'll translate to the next level with Fuaga on that side. So I'm a big fan of him. And I think he's one of our top 20 in all of college football this past year in terms of his ability to run block as well. So a guy that's shown both good production in run blocking and pass blocking. And I think the one thing that shows his athleticism is, he's one of the top offensive linemen in terms of, like, the amount of screen blocks he has. So getting outside of the blocks to block people on the side and the boundary, I think, shows his athleticism and range that I think will be nice in that Kellen Moore system.
Great info. You're sharing with us, Quinn. Tell us folks out there what they can find more on Sumer Sports by logging in.
Yeah, if you go to sumersports.com, there will be the draft guide where you can see kind of a detailed breakdown of all the different players from this past draft. We have articles, research articles. I wrote an article about how different running back schemes translate from college to pro, so you can see more in-depth research. We have our Sumer Brain, which is basically just a chatbot that you can ask any football question to, and it'll come back with a very detailed response. So we're putting out a lot of cool, unique products that people can go and interact with.
Quinn McClain, definitely appreciate the information. Like I said, data scientist over at Sumer Sports. Go check out their great work over there. Appreciate the time on this Friday, man. Hope you have a great one.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Quinn.
Quinn McClain, sumersports.com. Go check it out over there. Works with another guy we have on a lot, Sam Bruckhaus, former two-line linebacker, and also former Falcon in Thomas Dimitroff, who we had on Radio Row during the Super Bowl week.
Yeah, and obviously Eric Eager used to be there. He's now with the Panthers.
Working in the NFL.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on there. No, and it is kind of fun. Like, if you ever played 2K or Madden, they have the badges, right? Like,
right, yeah.
You know, Showstopper and stuff. And they kind of associate that for all the players. And it's kind of fun to kind of go through it.
So you said now, too, Brooks has the brick wall and what else?
Banks has the brick wall and bulldozer badges.
Bulldozer and a brick wall. Like you said, that's what I want in my old lineman.
Sounds good.